I call to order the August 12th, 2025 City Council business meeting. City Clerk Clark, would you call the roll, please?
Member Aria?
Here.
Councilmember Root?
Here.
Councilmember Williams?
Here.
Councilmember Roche?
Here.
Councilmember Pinkerton?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Shoemaker?
Here. Please rise as you're able and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 4, approval of the minutes. Each member of council has received a copy of the minutes for July 8, 2025, our last business meeting. Are there any corrections, additions, or deletions? Hearing none, the minutes will stand approved as written. Item 5 is citizen comments, and I call on Nancy Dodge to come up to the podium. If you would state your name and address, please.
I am Nancy Dodge. I don't live in Simpsonville, but I do live at 506 Old Mill Road in Malden. I sent an email to each of you this morning. I don't know whether you received it or not. Some of you have said that it's gone to your spam mail, but it came in about 9:38 this morning. I am at the suggestion of Chad O'Rear, was sending the email prior to the night because I wanted to speak about Simpsonville getting a golf cart ordinance. So I think probably the best thing for me to do is just to read that because I see some people received it and some did not. I own Old Glory Shuttle, which is a golf cart shuttle business, looking to have a city ordinance written concerning the uses of golf carts in the city, especially Heritage Park. During the concerts at the park, there's a great need for the golf cart shuttle to move concert goers more safely. Many times, handicapped lots have filled up, and those disabled folks cannot walk the distance from another parking lot to the venue. There are intoxicated folks stumbling and falling down after the concerts, looking for rides and guidance on how to get home. Also, if you park in the far lot, which is up next to Main Street, you have a 1 mile walk to the venue. And we have a lot of country music concerts, and cowboy boots are not very suitable for walking that distance. Tonight, I am asking council to create an ordinance on golf carts in the city, and ask that council will grant my company an exclusive permit or business license to operate limo carts at Heritage Park. By having exclusivity, my drivers will conform to all laws and be schooled on being extra careful with passengers and driving in crowds. Currently, golf carts just show up. No registration, no insurance, speed through the park, and take on riders. Concert goers really have no idea who they're getting on a golf cart with. I am an LLC and will have a $1 million liability insurance policy and will provide the appropriate number of carts for each concert to keep things moving more effectively. And we do charge $5 a person to ride. Simpsonville City Police and TRZ Management have met and approved my business. I just need a business license. So, also I know that the laws for the state have changed where each individual city can make their own ordinance on golf carts, when they can operate, where they can operate, and what times. So I'm asking that y'all do an, make an ordinance for golf carts for Simpsonville. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dodge. Item 6 is business. Item 6A, Resolution R-2025-03, designation of Simpsonville Simply Home by Steve Eager as the official anthem of the city of Simpsonville. Councilmember Hutchings, would you summarize, please?
Mayor and Council, I make a motion to approve Resolution R-2025-03, a resolution establishing Simpsonville Simply Home by Steve Eager as the official anthem of the city of Simpsonville.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Hutchings with a second from Councilmember Roche. Discussion?
I'd like to read the resolution. Whereas the city of Simpsonville is a community deeply rooted in pride, tradition, and a shared commitment to progress, inclusion, and quality of life, and whereas music plays a vital role in celebrating identity, preserving heritage, and uniting residents across generations and backgrounds, and whereas local singer-songwriter Steve Eager has captured the heart and spirit of Simpsonville in his original composition, Simpsonville Simply Home, a song that speaks to the city's warmth, charm, and feeling of belonging that defines our community, and whereas Simpsonville Simply Home has resonated with residents and community members, serving as a heartfelt tribute to the city and inspiring pride in the place we call home, and whereas the City Council wishes to formally recognize the cultural and emotional value of this song by adopting it as the official anthem of the city of Simpsonville. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mayor and City Council of the city of Simpsonville, South Carolina, one, that Simpsonville Simply Home by Steve Eager is hereby designated as the official anthem of the city of Simpsonville. Two, that the anthem may be played at official city functions, community celebrations, civic ceremonies, and other events as deemed appropriate to foster unity and pride in our city. Three, that the city expresses its appreciation to Steve Eager for his contribution to the cultural fabric and community spirit of Simpsonville. And four, that a copy of this resolution shall be entered into the official records of the city and presented to the artist as a token of gratitude.
Any further discussion? Mr. Eager is here. Would you like to, just stand up and, if you would, introduce any guests that you have with you?
Sure. Thank you again so much. My guests that I'd be interested in, Holly Trainum Hill, who is a choral director out of Hillcrest High School, and she was an integral part of this with her students. We also have musicians, Jeremy Huff, on guitar, and he's going to be playing later on with Jeremy Nye and his daughter. Both of them were in the video as well. And then we also have friends of ours that are partially responsible for the sponsoring of the video as well. Danny Burton, Kim Burton, Jenny Burton, Dr. and Mrs. Burton here as well with Integrity Animal Health and the Burton family. So,
and Betsy.
And of course, the woman that the video is dedicated to, my wife, Betsy.
Thank you. Any further discussion? And I'll call for the vote. On the motion to approve Resolution R-2025-03, designation of Simpsonville Simply Home by Steve Eager as the official anthem of the city of Simpsonville, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 7-0 and is unanimous. Ladies and gentlemen, the official anthem of the city of Simpsonville.
That town where my wife lived her childhood years. The shops and the park, it all felt like a hallmark. She relived the past with some laughter and tears. She said way back then every street had a creek. We were country and city in one. And that old Woodside Mill, I remember it still, where the cotton threads used to be spun. Simply Simpson, well, you're so beautiful, suitable, perfect for me. Simply Simpson, well, you're a treasure, a pleasure, most definitely. I might be far away, but my heart will always stay back where my memories roam. Simply Simpson, well, simply home. I still remember those cracks in the sidewalk where I used to jump with my rope. The sun at our backs on those streets near the train tracks. Our hearts filled with miles of infinite hope. My mom told me, girl, keep your eyes on that clock tower. Be home for dinner by five. Yeah, I still remember the glow of those summer days. Days when I felt so alive. Simply Simpson, well, you're so beautiful, suitable, perfect for me. I might be far away, but my heart will always stay back where my memories roam. Simply Simpsonville, simply home. Sure, it's first rate, and I think that it's great that we've got that big stage for our shows. But that's just the start of what sets us apart. It's the quality people that everyone knows. It's churches and restaurants and Christmas tree lightings, a jewel in the Golden Strip's crown. It's reaching its goal without selling its soul, and I'm proud I grew up.
Well done. After the meeting is adjourned, we are going to get together for photos and an acoustic version of Simply Simpsonville. So we'll need to figure out where you guys are going to set up. If you're going to go on the patio, going to go in the lobby. Okay, we'll do it in the lobby. It's hot outside. So we look forward to seeing you after we adjourn. We don't anticipate that that's going to be very much longer at all. So, item 6B, appointment of city treasurer. Mr. Coker, will you summarize, please?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. I'm very pleased to introduce to the council and to the community Ms. Maria Tooley. She will serve as the city's new finance director starting next Tuesday. Maria brings almost 20 years of experience working for Greenville County and their finance department. She is very experienced and a highly professional individual, and staff feels very fortunate that she's going to be working with us and serving this community.
Thank you. A motion is in order. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move that council approve the appointment of the new city treasurer, Maria Tooley.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Roche with a second by Councilmember Hutchings. Discussion? Hearing no discussion, I will call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 7-0 and is unanimous. And at this time, I will ask Ms. Tooley to meet me at the podium and we will have her swearing in. Please place your right hand on the Bible. I state your name.
I, Maria Tooley.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I solemnly swear, that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Carolina.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of City Treasurer of the City of Simpsonville to the best of my ability.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of City Treasurer of the City of Simpsonville to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Council, if there are no objections, we will stand adjourned.